Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, May 11th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, it is the end of an era, as Apple has officially discontinued the iPod Touch. The company says the iPod Touch will only be available while supplies last. And this also means that the iPod brand is officially retired, because the iPod Touch was the last iPod in Apple's lineup. The first iPod Touch was introduced in 2007, and it was an instant hit among buyers who wanted the iPhone form factor but without cellular functionality. The device was updated almost yearly, but as the iPhone became more widespread, Apple's focus shifted. The current 7th generation iPod Touch was introduced in 2019. It's powered by an A10 Fusion processor that first debuted in the iPhone 7. The iPod Touch is still available from Apple's website, but it will only be available while supplies last, and certain configurations are already starting to sell out. This is the same approach that Apple took when it discontinued the iMac Pro and the full-size HomePod. In a press release announcing the change, Apple's Senior Vice President of Worldwide Marketing, Greg Joswiak, said that the spirit of the iPod still lives on today, as Apple's current lineup of products offers a wide array of ways to listen to music, including, of course, the iPhone, the Apple Watch, the HomePod Mini, and the Apple TV. And in addition to this being the end of the iPod Touch as a product, it also marks the end of the iPod brand altogether. The first iPod was released in October of 2001, so the brand lived for over 20 years until Apple finally decided to discontinue it. We have more details on the history of the iPod in our full coverage at the link in the show notes below. In other news today, a number of reports have said the iPhone 14 Pro and iPhone 14 Pro Max are expected to drop the notch in favor of a new hole punch and pill-shaped cutout. 9 to 5 Mac reported in March that this change would mean the iPhone 14 displays are slightly taller, and now display analyst Ross Young has shared the exact specifications of the screen sizes coming this year. According to Young, both the iPhone 14 Pro and iPhone 14 Pro Max will feature slightly larger screens thanks to the removal of the notch. The difference gives you a little bit of extra screen real estate and a slight increase in screen active area, but the change isn't as dramatic as some people might have hoped for. According to Young, the iPhone 14 Pro will feature a 6.12-inch display, which is an increase from the iPhone 13 Pro's 6.06-inch display. The iPhone 14 Pro Max will see an increase to 6.69 inches, up from 6.68 inches on the iPhone 13 Pro Max. These changes are likely small enough that Apple won't make any tweaks to the iOS interface to take advantage of the larger displays. Some had hoped that the increase in screen size would mean Apple could add the battery percentage back to the status bar, but we wouldn't hold our breath for that actually happening. Given that Apple already advertises its screen sizes as 6.1 inches and 6.7 inches, it's unlikely the company changes the marketing with the iPhone 14 Pro. But of course, Apple's marketing team is incredibly clever, so one possibility is that Apple uses some clever math or percentage increase math to point out that the removal of the notch does lead to a very minor increase in screen size. And of course, it's important to remember that the iPhone 14 and iPhone 14 Max will feature the notch just like every other previous generation full-screen iPhone, so we aren't expecting any screen size increases on those devices. Ross Young does point out, however, that Apple will bring the new pill and hole punch design to the iPhone 15 and iPhone 15 Max, so Apple's goal is to remove the notch from all of its flagship iPhone models starting next year. And finally today, speaking of the iPhone 15, reliable Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo is reporting that Apple will finally make the switch from Lightning to USB-C for the iPhone's connectivity, starting with the iPhone 15 in 2023. According to Kuo, his latest supply chain surveys indicate that Apple is indeed planning to abandon the Lightning port starting next year and switch to USB-C. Apple, of course, already uses USB-C on its MacBook and iPad models, so the iPhone is an outcast with its continued use of Lightning. In addition to the boost in convenience that USB-C will bring, the switch will also mean that the iPhone can transfer data faster and charge at faster rates. Apple's long-term goal is to remove the charging port entirely from the iPhone and rely on a fully wireless charging and wireless data transfer system, but that is believed to be a few years away, hence why Apple is looking to make an at least temporary switch to USB-C before eventually dropping the port on the iPhone altogether. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.